Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Super Bowl countdown is on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Yike, that didn't sound good. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how? Yeah, that wasn't good. Ike, how are we feeling?
Are you going to be all right today?
Dude, I am good.
Come on,
goodness
man.
Goodness gracious.
The Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm here.
No, I know, but like you're trending on the camera territory for 2017. Remember that milk fest?
No. Think of me as the Landon Dickerson of the show, right? Okay. Little injured right now, but playing end anyway. So all that's right. What I am.
Brother Spike?
Yes, sir.
It's good to see you, brother. Glad you made it in today. Hope you're feeling better. Jackie Baseball, no matter how much you wish, opening day gets here faster.
58 days.
It's not going to matter. We got a Super Bowl to go win. Holla at your boy.
There's only Ike Reese amount of days left until Philly season. But you know what?
What?
We'll get there eventually. Because like Ike said, the leader of this city, some would say the mayor of this city, we got until next Sunday to win a GD Super Bowl.
It is next Sunday.
GD Super Bowl.
Yeah, wow. We're bringing the big man into this. This is not time to screw around.
It isn't. It isn't time to screw around at all. It's nice to be back in the studio. Our last two shows, Friday and Monday, pretty crazy, I would say, with the people. It's nice
probably
to be.
Why you sound the way you do.
Yeah, well, you know.
You are just a lunatic.
You spend eight total hours mouth face to face with the hundreds and hundreds of people. Yeah, this sort of thing happens occasionally. But we have a big show, as always. A little bit bigger today, I would say, actually. Elliot Shore Parks joins us at 3 for Tuesdays with Elliot for a full hour. But interrupting Tuesdays with Elliot, Nick Sirianni will speak today as he didn't speak yesterday. So we have Nick's press conference at 3:15. And then Jordan Mailata joins us at 4, as he always does. I'll see if I can get him to name his favorite media member. I think it's his last chance this season. And then the top 5 at 5 at 5. So, Ike, as you mentioned, we have a Super Bowl to go win. The countdown is on. And, you know, the goal for every team is to win the Super Bowl. So when you think, why do you want the Eagles to win the Super Bowl? It's a pretty, like, dumb question, right? Because that's the point. The point is to win the Super Bowl. But for me, the question today is, why is this particular Super Bowl important to you? If you were listening, why is it important to you? I'll tell you why this particular Super Bowl is important, I think, for me. Is that I am sort of over and sick of being the little brother in the NFC East that only has one Super Bowl. And I think the difference between being an elite organization in the NFL and not being an elite organization is multiple Super Bowls, multiple championships. We of course have a great owner. We have a great general manager. We've had a really successful 25 years. But you could argue that this last 25 years should have brought us more than one championship. Mm-hmm. And the Giants, Giants fans, even though they're pathetic, we laugh at them. We laugh at pathetic Cowboys fans. We got to laugh at Commanders fans. But the truth is that all of those organizations have more titles than we do. So the reason that I want this one, and the reason that I think this one is important, is I think this one takes this organization from a great organization to an elite NFL organization. And also, I think it's just like, it's enough with all of our rivals in the division, right? Like, yeah. We don't have to be the team that just won one and we're happy with it. Mm-hmm. Now we're stacking championships. And for me, that is why this one means something.
Yeah. I mean, even the Tampa Bay Bucks have multiple titles.
Right, that's crazy to think
Baltimore
about.
Baltimore Ravens have multiple titles.
Right.
I'm thinking about teams that have multiple titles. Obviously, Pittsburgh, Dallas, San Francisco, yep. New England, Kansas City. Miami has two. Yeah, Miami has two. I don't know if they had three. Miami has two.
Raiders
have two, at least yep. maybe three. I know at least two.
Yep.
Yeah, so you want to be Denver has three, I believe. Yeah, the Eagles have won enough and consistently enough for the past 2.5 decades. That they should have more than one title. They deserve to be in that class with those others. You know, Jeffrey Lurie, as the owner, finally gets a chance to sit down at the championship table, right, after 2017. So he's a part of the championship club. But then there's that other club that has multiple titles, right? And then we'll worry about getting in that elite club where you get 3, 4, 5 titles. That's a different club. But being in that club with multiple titles, a lot of the hard work has already been done, but getting across the finish line needs to be finished. And here's why it means more to me. Quite frankly, as a fan, what else do I have? Like, what else do I have other than my team that I spend so much time dissecting, investing in emotionally, like all these things? Only thing I get out of it is them winning the championship, right? I don't get the ring or the money or anything, all the other things that come.
It's just the feeling.
It's the feeling of knowing that the team that I've been so passionately invested in sits at the top of the throne as king of the world for at least a year. And this team is good enough to do it. That's the other thing. You can't waste opportunities. God bless the 2017 team. It was our first title. You'll never forget your first. Right? You'll never forget your first. I'll never forget my first. I'll keep it moving. But the woman that I married, I've been with for 23 years, was not.
Yep.
It matter that it means more with her. So my point is that when you get this type of talent, this team has a chance to go down as the best team in franchise history. The legacy, what the winning would mean to the head coach and the quarterback and their status. You're talking, Jalen, and I heard the midday show discussing him. He wins a Super Bowl. He can start to have Hall of Fame conversations.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the number of, I think there's 8 quarterbacks who have been to 2 Super Bowls in their first 5 years.
Right.
You know?
And he still has a decade left to play of football.
Yep.
So that's why, to me, this one, then the final straw, Saquon. Come on, man. Let's get this thing. Saquon has got us here.
Yep.
To this point, this as I've been saying, this season is about Saquon. This season will be defined by Saquon Barkley. He deserves that championship just like we do as fans.
Yeah, he I think more than any other player on the team. It's wild because he's only been here for 1 year, but I think when we look at what he's been through and his journey to get here, I think we obviously have accepted Saquon as a Philadelphia Eagle pretty quick, right? But but understanding what this season has meant to him and what getting that championship, you can see it every game, you can see it in his face every game. But yeah, Saquon is a good one as well.
Yeah,
Jack, what is it about this one that you think
don't
is
you start in there?
Yeah.
Let me be happy.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You're right. I don't want to stop you.
But so what matters to me, and I'm actually surprised I got here, but what matters to me is stopping the three-peat. Like, obviously, I want the Eagles to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But, like, being able to take down Brady and Belichick and being able to take down Mahomes and Andy, and there's a big part of me that does want to stick it to Andy a little bit. I'm not an Andy hater. You know, I appreciate his time here. It was a great
time. Don't sound
time.
Like it.
But I'm ready to bury the Andy thing. Like, I'm ready to kind of erase his name from the top of the Eagles, you know, coaching ranks in a way. Like, it's like David Bell in the cycle. I couldn't stand David Bell. I need someone else to hit for the cycle and erase his name for the record books. Like,
damn, you just compared Andy Reid to David Bell.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Wow.
That's not fair to Andy. He did more for the city than a miserable third baseman.
Well, yes. But I think what you're talking about speaks to the elite organization thing.
Yeah.
We think about the greatest coach in franchise history, and he didn't win a Super Bowl.
Yeah. And he's more remembered as the Chief.
Yeah, yeah. And
I can't have that anymore. Like, yeah. I need Nick to supplant
Andy.
Well,
I think if Nick wins one, I think Nick has a chance to do it.
Yeah. Well, because
I think Nick's going to be here.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Now, I did think that about Doug.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah. Going to two Super Bowls in 4 years.
And if you win one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. 215-592-9494. Why is this, not just why is the Super Bowl important? We know why the Super Bowl is important. It's the point. But what is it about this Super Bowl? 215-592-9494. This friggin' mouse. There we go. Starting us off, our leadoff hitter, Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
I'm with Jack. I think y'all all made good points. I'm tired of the Andy Reid thing. I'm tired of the Mahomes thing. I'm not saying, you know, like, we got a better coach and quarterback than them. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, I'm trying to put myself in the conversation. You know, I'm trying to sit at the table, too. I'm tired of them putting me at the kiddie table wanting me to eat grapes and all. I ain't no damn place. I want some of the meat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, pause.
So it's like.
That's a big
when
pause.
When you sit up here, like, there's so much on the line with this game. Like, if Howie Roseman win this Super Bowl, he a first ballot Hall of Fame. Like, if you look at his career, like, Bill Polian in the Hall of Fame, Howie will have two Super Bowls. Like, he done drafted, like Kelsey, he was the GM when Kelsey was drafted. So, that's on his record. Yeah, that's a Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. You know, you can debate Fletcher Cox, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, Lane Johnson.
Lane will probably get in there,
So, he got some Hall of Famers on his watch as well. So, it's like, and then you look at Jalen Hurts. You know, like, I'm sitting back here looking at Jalen Hurts, and I'm like, I call this dude Michael Jordan. I might think of a new name. This dude might be, you know, what do they got? Zip Recruiter, you know, Monster.com, you know, Indeed, Mr. Indeed, because all this brother do is hand out jobs. You know what I'm saying? He's getting Kellen Moore jobs. You know what I'm saying? He's getting Shane Steichen a job.
Hold on, how did you get Kellen Moore a job?
Dude, he got Brian Johnson fired.
Hey, no, time out. Hold up. Kellen Moore was coaching. All them great quarterbacks y'all tell me about. Mr. Pretty Boy that Jack loved. Dak Prescott throwing 4,000 yards every year. Deep with killing cat. He had all them receivers. But he comes to, you know who, and everybody want to give him a job.
Yeah,
now,
but wouldn't you say Saquon has gotten him a job?
Hey, well, I'm just saying Zeke was balling with the Cowboys. They have Mark Cooper, CeeDee Lamb, all that. They ain't want to hire the brother.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying this offense has been more about Saquon
and
than
he got the offensive coordinator fired last year.
Yeah, Mike Kafka's about to get a job.
Only one person on the team got to get a ball to somebody. Somebody got to get Saquon the ball. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's a good point.
I feel you.
Yeah,
I'm fine.
Yep. They ain't snapping it to me. That's all I know. So I need this Super Bowl win for two people. Well, I'm going to say three. And that's the trilogy, boy. That's the GM. That's the coach. And that's the quarterback. I need it. Because listen to me. If we win this Super Bowl, I'm going to be unbearable. Y'all might
see, here's the thing. That's why I see. You're the leadoff hitter. I expect you to keep it real on this one. You want to win this Super Bowl for Jalen and Jalen only. And that's fine. That's fine. You're the number one or number two, depending on you and OG. Like, I don't know. You're like the number one, number two Jalen guy. Just stick with Jalen. That's who you want to win the Super Bowl for. There's nothing wrong with that.
Sirianni a lot too. Like, I've been riding with Nick for, like, when Nick was getting beat.
But you're the Jalen guy.
Yeah. If we put you on a lie detector test,
like, I want the Phillies to win the World Series for Bryce.
Right. Yeah. Jack's not going to hide that. I do too, by the way.
Y'all trying to put me in a box?
Yeah, we'll put you in a box.
No, we. You're pro Eagle. I'm just saying that was your chance for your guy. I expect you to name your guy number one as the number one reason to win it.
Well, that's number one, but I'm just saying for all three of them. Because it's like we got the Mad Mikes of the world that killed Howie.
He's going
to the Hall of Fame. You know, you got the Jack Fritz's and Spike Lee's of the world that killed Nick. They on the Nick Sirianni train. All I know is
that's my guy.
6 months ago, I don't know. I the train was boarding, and you know y'all was running behind. I'm like, hey, we leaving y'all. Let's go. Get on the train. I think we're going to miss this trip. And you already know the quarterback. Ooh, and the quarterback wins this Super Bowl.
Yeah, we can't let that happen.
Listen, y'all going to hang up on me. When I call him, hey, an OG four-point system, or the Duke, all that. Listen, hey, if we win the Super Bowl, y'all got to call him the Duke and Michael Jordan for at least a week. You got to give me a week.
Oh, yeah. I'd do it for a whole month.
It depends how he plays.
The Duke. He is the Duke for a whole month.
Every time y'all refer to him, you got to say, we talking about the Duke?
That's right. That's right.
I might do the Duke, but the Michael Jordan thing is insulting,
actually. Yeah, we're not
actually.
Doing the Jordan thing.
Hey, man, we going to get this done. Oh, my goodness, y'all. Listen, and we ain't putting, no disrespect. We don't got no slippery fields out there. We don't got old Fletcher Cox and Ndamukong Suh and all them. We got some heavy hitters on that D-line.
They were great that year.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, but listen, they ain't who we got. They ain't got Mike Tyson out there. You know, they ain't got Mike. Hey, you hit him in the
face. Does hit somebody every game.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm so happy for this Super Bowl. We're going to get it done, baby.
All right, brother.
It's only Tuesday.
Yeah, he was lying. He wants it for Jalen.
Of course he does.
We've been there. Sometimes you've got a guy, you know, for the Sixers, I would want to shove it down everybody's throat for
Embiid.
And I'm
no
never
going to
get that. I'm never going to get that chance. So at least be honest about it.
Yes.
You know, bringing up Jalen Carter, one thing we never talked about with Jalen Carter yesterday is how he like
poked
the guy in the eye on a simple encroachment. Didn't even need to do it. Burrowed his hand into the guy's face mask. Managed to blind the guy for 5 minutes. That guy, Jalen Carter, has just, if you can keep that just enough nastiness where he doesn't get in trouble, doesn't get us a 15-yard penalty, doesn't get thrown out, that's the kind of nastiness you want there.
Gotta have it.
Yeah.
Gotta have it. Listen, I don't need choir boys. And I need the guys with the bracelets on the ankles.
Yeah.
You know what that is?
No.
Yeah, that's a home tracking device.
Oh.
Yes.
That kind of bracelet.
Yeah, the ones who can't leave the house. Yes.
This has been a take of you for years. You've been on this train for a while.
Yeah, you need a couple of those.
Because they were too nice for a little period there. There's no.
I understand good guys, nice guys. Too many of those guys can't play defense that way.
Listen,
you think Seth Joyner played defense that way?
No, he wasn't.
He doesn't even do radio that way.
You think Jeremiah Trotter played defense that way?
No.
Brian Dawkins?
No. Yeah. That's why you like Sidney Brown.
Yes.
Well, he might be a little.
Well, he's a maniac.
Yeah. I love that guy now.
Well, you know who he is? He's the Brayman of this team. Not Norman Brayman.
Brian Brayman. Yes.
Norman Brayman.
Yeah, he is. The Brian Brayman was a lunatic.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
215-592-94. I like the ankle bracelet thing. I hadn't thought of that. That's a good line.
I got
line.
That from my buddy Steve.
Yeah.
Well, that's how Andy built all his.
He's listening. Shout out to Steve. He told me that this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was at the cleaners.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, not Christian Penn Salkin's cleaners, but my guy.
Oh, Christian Penn Salkin. R.I.P.
No, laundry mats.
Right. R.I.P. 215-592-9494.
Reminds me, I saw your boy.
Who's that?
He's wondering when can he get back on the air, man.
Who?
Andy.
Andy from Duffer?
Yeah.
He can call.
Yeah.
Yeah. He can go. Dude, I haven't banned anyone. You can call. You're stepping into the arena. You just got to be willing to take it.
Right.
You know? So Andy got hung up on it. Andy like spent the next 2 days on Twitter calling me a nepo
baby. Yeah, he can't do that.
Yeah, just you know
so
what
he, it is? He came to the show last night.
Oh, really?
He was at the show. He bought his son bottle.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
I'm cool with everybody. It's just you know what it is? It's like you watch boxers and they beat the hell out of each other for 10 rounds, and then you know what happens as soon as the bell's over? They hug, they say good fight, and they move on. That's what this is.
I like that.
You know, beat each other in the face, but then when it's over, when the call is hung up, we're all good. That's how it is around here.
We don't take it personal.
No.
I take it.
Yeah.
You guys are much better.
Yeah. You're young.
Yeah.
Relatively.
Man.
You know?
Young and feisty in there.
Yeah. Emotional.
Yeah.
Emotional. 215-592-9494. What is it about this Super Bowl? Why do you want the Eagles to win this one? Big Aaron in West Philly. You're on WIP.
Come
What's
on,
up, Big A?
Okay, I'm not going to pussyfoot around with this conversation.
Okay.
You're straight to the point.
I want it for everybody, all this old stuff. I want it for me. I want that thing. When I first called this radio station, talk to y'all, I said, I'm a frustrated fan of Philadelphia.
Yep.
Yeah.
Look, Jalen Hurts going to leave one day. All of them going to leave one day. I need this for me. I want this championship for me and my brothers. That sit there and watch the Eagles every damn Sunday. I want it for us.
Yeah.
I don't care about all that. They can have it. They can show the Super Bowl. Guess what? We're going to be celebrating in the hood because we love our birds. So we want it for us, not for our. They can have it. Everybody can enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
But I want it for me first.
Are you going to watch? Are you going to watch the game with Little A?
Dallas fans.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to watch the Super Bowl together,
okay.
Just me and him.
Okay.
Know why? Because
well, you got the grandkids, too.
That year, no. Nobody. Just me and Lil' Ed.
Okay.
Because when me and him watched it,
yep.
We won the Super Bowl.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to do the same thing. I had a Super Bowl party when they went before, and we lost. I did all this other kind of stuff when we lost. Aaron is just me and him.
All right. We'll
sit there and watch the game. At my crib. No, you're not coming either. I got a brother in the truck with me. You're not coming either. It's just me and my son. And we're going to watch. You can knock on the door. You ain't getting in. We're going to watch the game together. And we're going to celebrate together because we're going to win.
I love it.
And I'm going to celebrate by myself with my son. And then I go out in the street to celebrate with all the fans.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, man. It's for us, man. Hey. It's for us.
Hold on, how old are you, Big A?
I'm 58, man.
You're fine. You got time.
I've been around the wrong time.
You talking about we got time, like we dropping the Super Bowl
championships all the time. I mean, Ike's only 7 years younger than you.
Yeah, but he wasn't always an Eagles fan.
That's true.
That is a good point.
Disagree. He was born an Eagles fan.
That's true.
Yeah, I was born here.
No, he's talking about me.
Yeah. No, Ike wasn't born here.
No, I wasn't born here, man. I was born in North Carolina, man.
Hold up.
Yeah, then you was in Ohio.
Yeah, I was in Cincinnati. I grew up a long-suffering Bengals fan.
All right, but we ain't talking about the Bengals.
Don't care about the Bengals right now, Ike. Jeez, grow up.
Hey, Big A. So if you're going to watch this Super Bowl the same way that you watched the one that we won, does that mean that I have to watch this game in Minnesota? Because that's where I was. So I can't go back, and I don't want to go to the game.
I don't know if I can. I tried to recreate what happened in 17 and 22. It didn't work.
Oh, right. Right. Well, maybe the key was Aaron.
The key was Aaron. Yeah. And I watched it here. My first person I hugged after they won was you, Ram. I'm not doing that again.
Oh, yeah. Wow, what a memory. That you Ram hugged a person?
It was a weird moment.
Definitely was pre-COVID.
It was 90. Well, yeah. It was,
yeah.
Of course
Thank
it was.
Thank you for the call, Big.
Hit the breaking news sounder, yeah.
Yeah. Well, no. You haven't hugged anybody post-COVID.
That's the point that I'm making.
I don't know if he's hugging people pre-COVID.
Yeah.
He smiled. He had a big emotional reaction to it.
Really?
First person he locked eyes with was me.
I'm actually looking forward to watching a game with my wife because we did. The other one I was at, I got to go to the game.
Sure.
So she watched it. Yeah. But like, and we did watch 22 together and we lost, but that'll be fun. Yeah. Maybe do I got to ship her out? Do I have to go to Minneapolis?
I watched 22 at the Fillmore with John Ritchie.
Oh, the party.
Yeah.
And Robbie E.
Yeah. I was there for the pregame show.
Yeah. Well, postgame show, everyone left, believe it or not. So it was just
I'm sure they
Shocker.
Did. Yes.
We were broadcasting to an empty room.
I'm sure they did.
So coming up next, Vic Fangio has coached against Patrick Mahomes before.
Mm-hmm.
So we will talk about Vic's record against Patrick Mahomes, and if that matters at all. We'll talk about that next. Your call. Why is this specific Super Bowl important to you? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.